The Frontenac Clinics in Addington, Ontario health team has greatly surpassed original targets, connecting over 13,000 residents across the region to primary care providers in 2024. The FLAOHT is a network of healthcare providers, community and social service organizations, and community members working together to make healthcare more accessible in the region. Much of their work has been following the school zone model championed by Dr. Jane Philpott, former dean of the Queen's Faculty of Health Sciences and current chair of Ontario's Primary Care Action Team. This reorganization involves geographic rostering, so community members can access primary care close to where they live in a health home, a home base for access to all necessary healthcare and wellness services. FLAOHT has been supporting existing primary care clinics to become health homes, while also creating new health homes to increase the number of primary care teams in the region. In spring 2024, FLAOHT announced that they would be attaching up to 9,000 residents to primary care in the coming year. Through creative and collaborative efforts, they have already managed to surpass this goal by approximately 4,000 residents. In their release, FLAOHT included some of their 2024 highlights, listing multiple health homes that managed to take on the entire waitlist of residents in their area registered on attachment tool Healthcare Connect. CDK Kingston Health Home alone attached 4,187 patients, including all of those registered on Healthcare Connect in its neighborhood. Prior to this effort, an estimated 30,000 residents, approximately 10% of the region's population, were without a primary healthcare provider. Dr. Kim Morrison, FLAOHT executive lead, spoke with CFRC about this achievement and what comes next. You greatly exceeded the original goal of up to 9,000 patients attached to primary care, announced in spring 2024. What efforts contributed to this?
It's really been an effort on so many people coming together in partnership to be able to achieve this. As an OHT, we understand the value of primary care and people being connected there as their home base or their front door to the health system. And when we set our target a year ago to aim to attack 9,000 people, we knew it was going to take partners from across. So we have primary care leadership, we have allied health teams within primary care, we have our community health center. Then we also have partners such as hospitals, and community agencies, home care, Healthcare Connect, all coming together to work together, sometimes in different ways than they're used to be able to build that capacity so more people can be attached.
Mm-hmm. And what is generally different in this model compared to prior efforts to get folks attached to primary care?
Well, we're trying a variety of different models. So all of our health homes are doing slightly different things. Partnership with the municipalities and your listeners will know across the province, there's this race to try and recruit doctors and the incentives that are out there. And our municipalities in our region have really partnered with other health system partners to say, how can we work together to get doctors and nurse practitioners to come and to stay? It's not only about recruitment of new, but retention of those that are there. And similarly, how do we work together with partners to make the job in primary care easier so that you can look after more people if you've got, as an example, a team of people to help care for an individual, or if you've got the digital tools that make your job easier so it can cut down on that administrative burden and the paperwork that's just becoming so overwhelming in primary care, and it just takes time.
Mm-hmm. And I can imagine it was a positive emotion, but how did you and your team feel when you got that news that you exceeded your goal by, I believe, 4,000 patients?
Well, I gotta say, it's a double-edged sword, to be fair. I mean, it's super exciting that we've been able to exceed what we aimed for, but it also tells me that we're perfectly capable of finishing the job and getting everybody attached. And that's so we can congratulate ourselves and our partners, and I'm hopeful our community is happy that we've done this, but it also tells me that there's a whole lot more work to do, and we're well set up to do that, to really truly get everybody attached to a health home. Mm-hmm. Then I'll be super duper excited.
Mm-hmm. And where does that leave us now? What's 2025 going to look like with these efforts?
So in 2025, I think there's lots of good things coming together. We've built a strong foundation on how to build capacity. We've just recently had a primary care summit where we brought our primary care leaders and partners together about what's next. How can we, attach the rest of the population? And we've got some really good ideas on how to do that together. We have the Primary Care Action Team you know, at the government levels with a mandate to attach everybody in Ontario. And so we're hopeful that there'll be provincial, well, we're confident, we're not even hopeful anymore, we're confident that there'll be provincial support for developing models that will allow us to attach the rest so we can build more capacity, we can build new infrastructure, we can expand our teams, we can include all of our primary care groupings in team-based care, which will help build capacity to reach that goal.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned you've kind of been, you know, learning what works. What have you learned? What lessons have you taken from the successful past year?
Excellent question. We've learned that collaboration matters, and talking between patients and primary care providers is really important about what access means and what attachment means. We've learned that if you work together with allied health professionals and municipal partners and others, then you can use resources that exist in different ways to build that capacity. And many of our examples, there's no net new funding. We're just working differently together to build that capacity so more people can call a primary care site home.
Yeah, and you've been doing a lot of different things. I was wondering if you wanted to share an example of how you've gotten creative this year.
For sure. So in Napanee, as an example, our primary care docs all came together and partnered with the community health center to create a model that allowed the physicians to work in a manner that acknowledged their administrative time and created space for people to have better work-life balance and use our resources better together. That's one example. In the city of Kingston, the Greenwood Health Home at the east end of Kingston partnered with the municipality and with hospitals and really looked within themselves about how could they create a model that would attract more physicians to come and work for them without, I'll call it the burden of signing up to a new practice, but how can we work together in different ways with locums and expand that roster of people who belong to Greenwood so that they can access care better and keep the doctors that they've got and recruit more. The CDK Health Home or Limestone Faux did something very similar, and by taking on more patients, they were able to hire some allied health professionals to help look after those patients, because lots of things you don't need to see your family doctor about. You should see a social worker or a dietitian, so they could build their own team that way. And the Mid-10 Health Home is a brand new, net new primary care site as part of the Kingston Community Health Centers that's on a salaried model. And it's very much a team from the get-go that's designed to look after that neighborhood in our city.
Once again, that was Dr. Kim Morrison, Frontenac Lennox and Addington Ontario Health Team Executive Lead, on the recent announcement that 13,000 residents have been connected to primary care providers across the region in 2024. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.